And welcome, my friends, to the Cool Jazz Edit and a second hour of This Great American Art, Modern Jazz with Taste. We originate each week at this time from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and stream at WDCE.org. And we're here every Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Our shows are recorded as are tonight's 2 hours, and you can catch them tomorrow at our website, CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there and click on radio shows, and you can download and listen to as much as you like of tonight's set, as well as almost 100 hours of music. If you scroll down, you'll see a lot of shows that I do leave up for a good while. I'm your host, Paul Pearson. It's always my pleasure and honor to be here playing this great music for you, and I hope you're enjoying it. I'd like to send a warm welcome and a shout-out to the other stations that now carry the Cool Jazz Set, WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, KDUP in Surprise Valley, California, the Global Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, the Neopa Community Radio Station in Canton, Ohio, and KJIV, the Fine 89 in Reno, Nevada. And, of course, a warm welcome to our regular listeners, and I thank you so much for your phone calls and your emails. And if you would like to call me at the station, it's 804-289-8790, or you can go to my website, CoolJazzSet.com, and click on Contact and send me a note or an email. Happy to hear from my listeners, and I hope you enjoy the music. The second hour, we're going to start with a very talented and lovely young lady that I met on a cruise a few years ago, Fawn Fritzen. And she spells it F-A-W-N, her first name, Fritzen, F-R-I-T-Z-E-N.com, FawnFritzen.com. She's got a couple of really nice recordings out, and this is one I think you'll enjoy. She's actually lives in the Yukon, so she's Canadian and a long ways from here. But this is really nice. This is Send Me Someone to Love, Miss Fawn Fritzen. Thank you.
ponder this world's troubles, and the answer, oh, the answer is always the same, that unless man puts an end to all of his hate and his greed and his sin, hate will put the world in a flame. What a shame. Even though
Hammond B3 artist Tony Monaco from his album entitled Burning Grooves, and that featured Paul Bolenbeck, that's right, on guitar, and Brian Landham on drums, and of course a great Tony Monaco on a Hammond B3. Before that, we heard Luther Hughes and the Cannonball Coltrane Project, and they have four albums where they have put this nice sextet together to redo a lot of the great recordings of Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane did. What we just heard from them was Blue Daniel, actually written by the great trombonist Frank Rossellino. And that was a nice tune arranged. This particular arrangement was by Bill Holman, and it was kind of redone by Bruce Babad. And that group includes Luther Hughes, the leader, on bass, Glenn Cashman on tenor, Bruce Babad on alto sax, Ed Zack on piano, and Paul Krebich on drums and percussion. That's from the album they did entitled Things Are Getting Better, and that's on the Primrose Lane Music label. Okay, here's something I'm going to play for a good friend, that great trombonist, Mr. Jackson. And this is the Four Freshmen and Five Trombones. And I remember you. You're the one that made my dreams come true.
Want to know which teacher your kids are most likely to choose as a role model this year in school? Hi, this is Gordon Goodwin, leader of the Big Fat Band. The answer is, it's the person who teaches them about music. Not sports, not English or history, music. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Music teachers have always played an important role in the lives of their students. They help our kids tap into their natural creativity. They teach them about cooperation and self-discipline. It's a bonus that when kids have learned about scales and clefs, they find math and English concepts easier to grasp. That's because of how music education expands a young person's spatial IQ. Reading poetry or solving an equation is easier if kids know their sharps and flats. It's a fact! So help your kids get to know the music teacher at their school. Get them involved in music this year.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thank you for that timely message. Music education, so important in our schools, and taking place right here at the University of Richmond with a great music department. Let's see, we just heard a nice recording from Danish group from Denmark. This is an album produced by the alto saxophonist Benjamin Koppel, K-O-P-P-E-L, and on piano Ethor Gunnarsson, and double bass Tommy Anderson, Alex Reel on drums, and a tune written by the saxophonist Samba La Bim. And before that, we heard the one and only Oscar Peterson Trio with a great trio that he had with Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums. And this was Peterson Plays Sinatra. He did a whole album of tunes and in honor of the great Frank Sinatra some years ago. And we heard a nice piece from that, You Make Me Feel So Young. Up next, this is a wonderful recording from Milt Jackson. He did this in 1983. It's a quartet album with Milt on vibes, Gene Harris, the pianist, and Mickey Roker on drums, and Ray Brown on bass. Album entitled Soul Route. This is the tune written by the vibraphonist, entitled Blues for Gene. I think you'll like it. Thank you.
doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue. Doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My but you.
And the Larry Fuller Trio, Larry Fuller, marvelous pianist. In fact, this is an album that he did a few years ago on the Capri record label. Hassan Shakur on bass and Greg Hutchinson on drums. And Larry Fuller was the last pianist in the trio that Ray Brown had. So he's really something. He has some nice recordings out now and got one with a fine young bass player too, Miss Katie Thoreau. But anyway, that was At Long Last Love. I thought you'd like that. Cole Porter. Before that, we heard a nice recording from vocalist Layla Bialy from her album Tracing Light. And we heard her do My Romance. And that nice trumpet work on that was Guido Basso, one of our favorites here on the Cool Jazz Set. Well, we've got time to play one more for you. This is, this has been fun for me. I hope you've enjoyed the music tonight. This is a Cool Jazz Set. It's recorded, available for you tomorrow at CoolJazzSet.com. Go there and click on radio shows, and both of tonight's one-hour segments will be there. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. I'll play this last one. We had a request for more of Bill Holman's big band, and this is nice. This is a tune he did and arranged entitled Isn't She Lovely? Hope you enjoy it.
So late. such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing. From major to minor, every time we say goodbye.
And of course, the voice of the wonderful late Ella Fitzgerald. I love her. She takes us out every Sunday night when I'm done. I hope you enjoy listening to that. I know my wife does, and so many of my family love Ella Fitzgerald as well. Lucky enough to have seen her in person a number of times way back. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed the show. It's been nice to be here with you, and I look forward to being with you next week. So until then, take care of yourselves, be well, and thanks for being such great company. Here's Ella.
When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time we say.